lie. You're getting better all the time and turning all against one. Isn't art that's hard to change?
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. But before we get to the callers, I want to finish up this piece from Paul Waldman, again from the Washington Post. Democrats need a strategy that hits voters in the gut. And I want to repeat one paragraph and then we'll bring it to conclusion. As Waldman writes, here's the problem. Most Americans have only a fraction of the understanding you do, you fine listeners, about these issues. Not because they're dumb or ignorant, but mainly because they just don't care. They worry about other things, especially their jobs and their families. When they have free time, they'd rather watch a ball game or gossip with a friend than read about whether certain provisions of the Build Back Better might survive in some process called reconciliation. If you are the kind of weirdo who cares about politics, you may find it difficult to communicate effectively with those regular people about something they neither know or nor care much about. Like many people, Waldman writes, I discovered this disconnect the first time I volunteered on a campaign and went door to door trying to convince people to vote for my candidate. Most didn't know who he was, didn't know who he was running against, and didn't much care about the issues I raised. In fact, the very idea of quote-unquote issues, where a thing happening in the world is translated into something the government might implement policies to address, was somewhat foreign to them. Because I was young and enthusiastic, but not schooled in the subtle communication strategies, I couldn't get beyond my own perspective and persuade them of anything. In the years since, I've spent plenty of time trying to understand how normal people think about politics, but that understanding is always incomplete. And most Democrats I know are still captive to the hope that politics can be rational and deliberative, ultimately producing reasonable outcomes. Republicans have no such illusions. The Republicans have no such illusions. They usually start from the assumption that voters don't pay attention and should be reached by the simplest, most emotionally laden appeals they can devise. So Republicans don't bother with 10-point policy plans. They just hit voters with Democrats want illegals to take your job, kill your wife, and pervert your kids, and watch the votes pour in. Of course, sometimes those appeals fall flat and Democrats win plenty of elections. And every once in a while, a vote in Congress gets so much attention and discussion that even regular people hear about it and might even form an opinion. But like most such demonstration votes, the ones on contraception and marriage equality probably won't be the one of those times. Turning them into something that moves the electorate will require a lot of planning and work to execute. It will mean concerted and coordinated efforts. If Democrats think getting them on the record will get the job done all by itself, they're going to be disappointed once again. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. And I appreciate Paul Waldman's position and his articulation. But what Paul Waldman, to my opinion, does not offer are action items, Crudy. Do you have action items to offer on this?
Yes.
I mean, I'm down.
Win 2 U.S. senatorial seats. Take back the electoral margin you need to set aside the filibuster. Codify Roe. Codify reproductive rights of all sorts, including contraceptive rights, which might be in question. And, of course, to codify Obergefell. To codify same-sex marriage under law.
Marriage equality, yes.
Which actually has the will of the American people. Those are not things that we, the liberals, want. Those are things that the American people want. And I think the entire American electorate gets frustrated when they do elect Democrats. And right now, the Democrats, what do we hear? Guys like CJ say, well, you got the White House, you got the Congress, you got the Senate. Do something, right? And the Democrats don't get the agenda done. And they don't preserve the rights of the American people. And then the dispassionate, the unengaged, they blame the Democrats for the actions of the Republicans, the obstruction primarily of Republicans, but they had a couple of co-conspirators in Manchin and Sinema. So you want an action plan? Get out there, message like hell, Democrats. Hold them accountable at every town hall, every meeting, every campaign debate between here and the general election. And do not let Republicans get to walk away. Well, you know, it was a show vote, and therefore I voted against your contraceptive rights. I voted against your right to marry someone that you love, because I don't think you should have those rights. put them on the record over and over and over again. And I tell you what, I don't know about the Democratic Party, Dom, but I'm all down for some gut punch messaging between now and November.
As Waldman writes that, you know, Republicans from his position take the assumption that voters don't pay attention and should be reached with emotional appeals to youth. And in some regard, I would concur with that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you think that is a strategy, an action item. Yeah, maybe you don't need the 10 point. You just got to hit them on the emotion. Hey, they don't want you to marry people you love. Hey, they don't want you to have contraception. And why don't they want that? Because they think their God tells them that.
Well, I don't care if you wind people up. I don't think we should hyperbolically wind people up. I think the right does that. I think Righty Whitey Talk Radio, I think they monetize that. Well, that's not what I'm in this for. But I certainly think if we think hard, and we are reasonable human beings, it's okay to be passionate. It's okay to really, really want women to have reproductive rights, autonomy over their own bodies.
What a shock.
And I don't think the you know, the quiet appeal to your better angels is going to work in these circumstances. Because you know what? If you don't know what you're losing, you aren't going to take any action to try and stop it. But if someone makes it very loud and clear to you, here's what's going to happen if Republicans win the House, win the Senate. Hell, they don't need to win. We need to win larger electoral majorities. And you can solve these problems. The Democrats have it within their capabilities. You need two more senators. I'm going to keep saying it. And, oh, by the way, big race next April, 2023. And you're like, oh, spring. I'm looking forward to spring break next year. No, you're looking forward to a Wisconsin Supreme Court race that could turn the balance of the courts. Because for the next decade, perhaps, we're not going to have effective governance. We're going to have governance through litigation in the state of Wisconsin. And if you want just outcomes, we got to win that election as well. So I got plenty of action steps. You keep listening right here. We'll tell them. And you can even put yours out there. 844-967-2789. My action step is going to the phones next. Get fired up.
Undecided voters are the biggest idiots on the planet. Try giving short, simple answers.
You have the Democrats on the other side who truly have become obstructionists.